So Maya's story isn't unlike that of a lot of people, right? That suicide affects those people in our lives who we view as strong and we view as caring, right? It can affect anybody. And we know that most of us have been affected in some way, shape, or form. And so I think keeping in mind that it's not just one type of person, right, that suicide affects can help us approach things in a little bit more compassionate and non-judgmental way. So as shown in Maya's story, we know that the impact of suicide is broad-reaching and is often closer to home than we realize, right? So there's over 49,000 suicide deaths per year, which is about one life every 11 minutes. This is also true of Wisconsin residents. So it's about 1,000 Wisconsin residents die by suicide each year. If we look at this graph here, what we can see is that rate has been rising steadily over the last 20 years. So we're almost a 35% increase in suicide over these past 20 years. And if we look at almost every single year, that the rates in Wisconsin are above the national average. So this really is striking in how much our own communities are being impacted by suicide. Importantly, we know that it's not just suicide deaths that impact all of us. There's also a multitude of people who attempt suicide. So almost 1.5 million adults attempted suicide this past year. And if we think about youth, that's even more striking. It's 1 in 10 high school students reported that they attempted suicide in this past year. Almost 13 million adults thought about suicide in this last year. That's almost 1 in 20 individuals. That's almost one of us in this room. And we know that it's 1 in 5 high schoolers that have thought about suicide. Right? So these are sobering numbers of the number of us who have been impacted. And more so when we think about almost half of adults in the US know someone who's died by suicide. Right? So this isn't just one person's problem. This isn't just mental health professionals' problem to fix. It's not just widespread community efforts that are going to change it. Right? All of us can help change this. Suicide is preventable. We've also talked about or kind of reviewed these overall rates of suicide and how many people experience that. But we also know suicide rates don't affect society equally. So there are certain groups of people who are more likely to potentially die by suicide. So I'm going to show you some graphs of different statistics from the state of Wisconsin. So this first graph here shows suicide rates by age group and by sex. What we can see here is that on average, males are more likely to die by suicide across their entire lifespan, right? And we can see that's particularly the case if we look at the ages between roughly 20 and 60, and again at 75 and over. The numbers for women aren't insignificant though, especially when women are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Right? We do see this discrepancy though, that males are more likely to die by suicide. And one of the reasons that's the case is that males are more likely to use firearms as a method in their suicide attempt, which are more lethal. Women, on the other hand, report being more likely to think about and attempt suicide. So importantly, suicide is significantly impacting both men and women across all age groups. It's not only who a person is that can impact the rates of suicide, but also where they live. So this graph here shows rural versus urban counties within Wisconsin. And what we can see is that individuals living in rural areas, and this is true across all of the United States, have higher rates of suicide. And this is due to a multitude of reasons. It's due to poor access to services. It's due to longer wait times when they have those services. We know that firearm ownership is greater in rural areas. And we also know that stigma is very real, right? So the idea of admitting to suicidal thoughts may be harder in these areas. There may be concerns about who's gonna find out and what are they gonna think about me.